Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am joined by, like, royalty right now. I'm feeling a little bit intimidated because you guys are bigger than my offensive linemen that I used to play with in the NFL. Two MVPs, Mo Vaughn and Frank Thomas. Join me in studio. How you doing, guys?
You know what? We're doing a little better now knowing this is the last show of the day. We've had a great run today. We've been from station to station. And
it's always good to see.
Spread the news.
It's always good to see.
We know we're coming down the end, but we get the
best at
the end.
I got to tell you a story. So Bruce Arians, I forgot what he was here for, but Bruce Arians was doing a tour. And he called me up right before he came in, just like you guys. Right before he came in, I was like, "Can I get you anything? You need any water, coffee?" He's like, "Give me some scotch." So I sent Samter down the street, and we walked in with a bottle of scotch. I'm not saying if he drank it or not, but I mean, here. It was here because the last day, the last one. Like, you guys look sweet. We talk about this every year, Mo, MVP collections. How has it expanded? Now, I see you got Frank along, which is amazing. You guys won back to back to back, or at least Frank won two of them, and you won the third one in 93 to 95 MVPs. Tell us about the expansion of the brand, because it looks fantastic, bro.
First of all, the brand is expanding. We're new styles are coming out. It's going to be great. Frank has his own collection coming out in August. So we're going to see that, and he'll tell you a little bit more about that. But for me personally, getting him on the team has been great. You know, we've been opponents since college, going through, you know, summer ball to the minor leagues to the big leagues, but we've been fans. There's never been any ego between us both. He's not hitting well. I'm like, "Yo, bro, what's up, man? You got to get your swing right." You know, I'm not hitting well. He's like, "Hey, man, you better get your head out of your blanket and get going. You know, it's time." So we've always been great friends. Just, you know, him being on Fox, him, you know, Nugenics, the things that he's done, Hall of Fame, you know, credentials, the type of person he is. You know, we've had a long day. But it's been a great day because we're able to talk. There's no script here. We just go, and that's what's the best thing about
that's good.
It. And just for him to be involved now is what we're looking for. Is those type of individuals? He's a bad friend, though.
Just want you to know,
he's a very bad friend.
We'll talk about
that later. But getting this guy on board has been great, and you know, expand the brand is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm glad to see you guys. I didn't realize you guys known each other since college. You talked about it. You were at Auburn.
Yes.
We beat you guys in the Final Four, I'm just saying. My Virginia Cavaliers did. Basketball.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. You got a good team.
Just had to throw that in there real quick. You were Seton Hall, and you guys met? In the regional?
In the regional.
So this goes back a long way.
It was so much hype, Tiki, because he was the big-time left-handed power hitter I was talking about, and I was the big right-handed power hitter.
Yep.
And we met, and we barely beat him. We had Greg Olson at the time, who was ended up being the Baltimore Warriors
closer.
He came out throwing that breaking ball, and they could, you know, down. It was 1-0 ball game. We beat him 1-0. But, you know, like I said, we've been best of friends for a long time. We did a lot together in the game. I was sad to see him go when he was traded to the Mets because that killed, like, our rotation every year, being together and being great friends. But this whole thing came about with MVP 2016. I saw him out in Vegas. He said, "Yeah, I'm doing real estate now, but I also got a clothing line." I was like, "Clothing line? What are you talking about?" So it was funny. The next year, I go into DXL, because that's all I shop at is DXL for the big tall men. And I see MVP collections on the back rack. I'm like, whoa. There was sharp clothes. I'm like, I got on the phone right away. I said, Mo, tell me, is this you? He's like, "Of course. I told you it was there." And it's going from there. I've been stalking him for 2 years to be a part of it, and he finally let me in, you know.
Nice.
He's a shrewd businessman.
I like it. Frank Thomas.
But we're friends.
Frank Thomas, Mo Vaughn joining me in studio here. Now, you guys are huge, like football player huge. How'd you guys end up playing baseball as opposed to football? And I only bring this up because at the time there wasn't a ton, like it was the shrinking of African Americans in the game. What appealed about baseball to you guys?
For me, you know, my father made the choice for me. I played football and basketball, also mediocre at those. kind of had to play sports, you know. Not necessarily for me staying off the street. I didn't come up in that type of environment, but it was just, you know, another sport to play going forward. But my father, you know, I went to Seton Hall. They didn't play any other sports. They didn't have football to play. Mm-hmm. And he made the choice. It was just his mind, and I'm sure like Frank's mind, just a distinct difference at contact point than other people. I'm sure that's what your dad thought, too. Mm-hmm. When we struck the baseball, it was different than playing sounded football. Different. It sounded different. It was just different. And I think our parents both knew that going forward.
And my route was different because I did play football. Yeah. I went to Auburn on a full football scholarship. But I was expected to get drafted out of high school in the high rounds, and I didn't get drafted. You know, I was on back-to-back state championship team in baseball. And scouts are there watching me hit 500 every year, a lot of home runs. But they said I was a football player playing baseball. Too big for the game. So I took my football scholarship to Auburn, walked into the baseball team, and Coach Pat Dye, my freshman year when I didn't watch me play baseball, he said, you know what? I want you to spend more time out there.
Is that right?
He said, trust me, you can keep your football scholarship, but I've seen Bo come through here. I've seen other guys try to play both sports. You got something special.
How hard is that?
It was really hard because I felt like I was letting him down, you know, because Coach Dye was, you know, an established football coach.
Yeah,
and had, you know, turned over so many pros. But he said, you got something going on in baseball, and I don't want to see you mess that up. Yeah. And that's why I love him to death today, because he really made a decision for me.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, obviously it was the right decision.
It was the right decision. 19-year career. You know, instead of a 3-4-year career in the NFL, which I think I could have played, but I've been a blocking dummy, and, you know, that doesn't last forever.
So it sounds like you were saying you weren't actually that good of a football
player. Well, I was decent. I wasn't the superstar of the team.
I'm just messing with you.
But I knew my role.
Mo Vaughn, Frank Thomas in studio with me. Let me ask you about the current game as we see it. When you won the MVP, I think it was 94, you hit 330, hit like 40 home runs, whatever it was, but you hit 330. Mm-hmm. We have a couple guys that are doing that now. Cody Bellinger is hitting over 370, I think. He's got 20 home runs. Christian Yelich also has 315. Guy, the approach has changed. It's important now to hit home runs. In fact, we broke a record last month for most home runs in a month. But averages, batting averages are way down. Even the stars, like Bryce Harper, they're hitting 250 or 260. When did that change?
Two words. Launch angle.
Yeah.
And we've discussed it all day. You know,
the worst.
Guys can live with striking out 200, 250 times. We couldn't live that way. I was upset if I would break 100 strikeouts in the season. Now,
54 you had that one.
200 and 250 are acceptable. You know, so Mo, I couldn't sleep at night.
But isn't that it feels disrespectful to the game in a sense, right? You know, I know why they do it, because you got to score runs. You hit home runs, you are scoring a run.
You got to hit, man. Mm-hmm. You got to take pride with hitting in score position. I struck out over 100 times, a lot in my career. I was trying to do things in situations that I wasn't trying to. I wasn't a fast guy, so I wasn't going to make contact and leg one out. I had to hit. Either I was going to hit or not. But we had pride. Like, you hitting two. When we were hitting 290, we were like, man, you better get your average up.
Right.
We're here, you know, guys in our era. 3, 4, 5 guys, our job was to drive in runs. Mm-hmm. The two-out, back-breaking runs are the ones that we were here to drive in. And it was like a fraternity. You know, first basemen in our era, you know, McGuire, you know, Frank, Cecil.
Jim Tomey,
Palmeiro,
yep.
Will Clark. Yo, if you ain't slugging, bro, and you ain't hitting 30 and 100, you better go to the bench.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because that's what you needed to do to be on the field and get any type of respect.
Yeah, let me ask you a deeper question. We're seeing attendance and interest drop. Is that is it as simple as there's not enough balls in play? I mean, you know what I mean?
The game has changed.
Yeah, it has. Is it for the better, though? You can't take out the guy
at second base with a slide. You can't take out the catcher. Sorry, that was an exciting play for the game of
baseball. You play football, of course.
Managers are not coming out screaming and yelling at the umpire going crazy because there's replay now.
Because they got replay.
That's changed some of the ball game.
It's like we're playing couch baseball. Yeah, it's a little different. I'm all for the replay. It makes it better. But damn it, there's certain things that you cannot change.
Yeah.
That we, you know, listen, we didn't talk to each other during the game. We didn't talk.
I didn't like
before,
you.
I didn't like him before.
I didn't like him during the game. We were great friends, but during the game, I'm trying to beat him.
I'll talk to you after the game, but I'm trying to beat your ass.
But that's society now, though. Society has changed, right? I mean, your kids are different now.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they want a brother-in-law and be boys and everything like that. It's different now.
I told my son, hey, There's a way to play this game. He's like, don't worry. But I'm like, no. I'm going to try to hold on to that as long as I can.
Take him to dinner after the game. Yeah, that's just what we felt.
Take him to dinner after the game.
Talking.
We hated each other in the game. I was sitting in first base talking crap to him. He's talking crap to me. Your pitcher, I'm about to take him out. Watch this.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you're not getting nothing tonight. I already told him you're not getting nothing tonight. Like, we had that type of rivalry, but we knew it was over after the game. We go hang out all the time together, but people just didn't understand us.
We're talking to Frank Thomas, Mo Vaughn here in studio with me. The question about the steroid era, because you guys lived through it. You guys were clean. Mm-hmm. We know that. But the steroid era took over baseball. And in fact, as a non-baseball player, because I stopped playing when I was 12 or 13 years old, it got me into it. Right, it got. I'd seen these guys smash home runs. It was a big part of my interest in the game. How detrimental do you think it was to the overall picture of the game of baseball?
Because
it overshadows a lot of some of the accomplishments that guys like you guys.
I've always been more of a, I worry about the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, type approach, and because I've always given back to kids, and I always wondered about the next generation.
Yeah,
so I hated it, but for the game itself, it brought it back after the strike in '94. You know, everybody was down on baseball. We walked away, and the steroid era brought back the game, and that was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I had no idea what was going on because I was the biggest, strongest guy basically on the field anyway.
Me neither.
And no one talked to me about
it. So it wasn't out in the open?
No.
At all?
We weren't worried about it.
No.
I was hitting my home runs, mm-hmm. driving in my runs. I wasn't worried about it. But I say let all the guys into the Hall of Fame. Let's get this over and get it passed. If you want to put an asterisk beside him, okay. But Roger Clemens was a Hall of Famer before this.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds had 449 home runs.
500.
But he had 449.
And 500 before.
And 400 stolen bases before all this, is my point.
Yeah.
He had 400 and 400. Mm-hmm. Let these guys in the Hall of Fame. Let's get past this.
Yeah.
Did we have to, you know... We have to dig a little deeper.
Well, I mean, to your point, it's part of the game.
It's part of
the history. You can't ignore it. You're not going to, 50 years from now, people aren't going to say, never was a steroid issue.
But being part of the Hall of Fame, there are some guys, older guys, that are still bitter about it.
Yeah.
So they got to find a way to handle it. Like you said, maybe an asterisk or not an asterisk wing, but maybe a credibility wing or something in the Hall of Fame that they got to get these guys in.
What is the stance of some of these older guys? It's interesting because I didn't even think about that.
Well, you got to think about their legacy is all they have.
Yeah.
They didn't make the big bucks.
Yeah.
You know, their numbers speak for themselves. They were an incredible player, but they're still around. And when you come into the Hall of Fame every year, they have to embrace you.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bitterness right now with the older guys.
So when do you think it'll happen? Because I think Roger will get in. I think Barry Bonds, should get in.
Maybe another 10 years. I think another 10 years or so. Those two, for me, if you let any steroid guy in, those two should get in before anyone.
Yeah.
Because I know how great they were. When I came up, they were the standard. Roger as a pitcher, Barry Bonds as a hitter. And I watched it many, many nights. And we could tell. We talked about it. We could tell around 2000 when all this exploded.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
I mean, you can average 40 home runs your whole career, and then you go to 70. And I mean, it's crazy.
We were some of the strongest. We were, 35, 38, 42, 44, 35.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, 72. We were like, what's up, bro?
Right.
What's going on?
Exactly. And that happened overnight.
It happens.
Yeah. Who do you like watching now in the bigs?
For me, it's Aaron Judge, but he's not healthy.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
Well, he's a throwback. I mean, he's like you guys. He's big,
strong,
body.
Fast, play the outfield. He can do it all.
Yeah.
But I got a kid in Chicago right now, and I call him my kid because I do TV in Chicago now. This kid, Yoan Moncada, that no one's really talking about, he can do it all. He looked at me, reminds me of Robbie Alomar when he was a kid. Just can hurt you any way on the field. Another kid, Tim Anderson, Chicago. It's just shortstop. He's been in all of the news because he's very excitable. Has a lot of swagger. But he comes to play the game.
Yeah.
He's hardcore. He's about Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and he's an athlete.
How do you build around him? Because it's been a long time.
Well, it's two guys there. I'm telling you, they're coming. They're playing 500 baseball right now.
Okay.
And no one saw it coming. But their team, man, they can score with everybody.
Nice.
They still got pitching holes and all that other stuff. But if they got that team pitching, they could be challenged for a wild card spot this year.
Nice. And your Red Sox are struggling too. But I mean, they'll figure it out, though.
They'll figure it out. And I love watching them because that's where my heart is. But my guy is Cody Bellinger.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is because
he's lefty.
He's lefty.
Yeah. I mean, he was hitting 405 at one point this season.
In the playoffs. And I remember doing the same thing and how that felt. And for him to come back and make the corrections and continue to make the corrections, I love the way the guy plays. He's fast. He's long. He's lean. He got a cannon. For individual, I love watching him play.
Mo Vaughn, Frank Thomas, MVP Collections, MVP, dot. How do we find it? MVP Collections.
Yeah, go on MVPCollections.com.
.com.
Hit DXL.com. Macy's.com.
I can't go there. I'm too little.
No, so we're gonna come out. So we're talking about a name. We're going to come out something for, you know, regular sizes. Everybody. Don't worry. It's coming for you.
But right now, we're representing the big boys.
I'm discriminated against because I'm small.
XLT.
We coming for you.
Good. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to coach you to
the big man.
And when you come, you better bring a big box of stuff
for
me when you come back. Mo, I appreciate you always. Frank, good to see you.
It's a pleasure to you. Thanks for having us, buddy.
My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.